Good morning, I'm Paul Qualley, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick roundup of the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Friday, the 15th of February. Firstly, in Singapore, the Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore said that a supply vessel capsized and sank in Singapore territorial waters yesterday. The Dominica-flagged supply vessel, Ocean Cooper 2, was in the westbound lane of the traffic separation scheme when it sank about 3 nautical miles from Pedra Branca, a small island 40 kilometres east of Singapore. Crew members were rescued unhurt by an accompanying supply vessel. No oil pollution was reported. Clients are advised to expect stricter traffic management in the Singapore Straits following the accident, which might cause delays for ships entering and leaving the port. In Thailand, unidentified gunmen shot 2 farmers dead at a remote fruit plantation area in Yaha district of the southern Yala province. Investigators said the 2 men were attacked while on their way home. Investigators have retrieved bullet shells from the crime scene and they are reportedly considering this the involvement of insurgents. Police suspect at least 2 gunmen were involved in the crime. Islamist separatists have frequently attacked businesses and civilians in the southern provinces. Clients are advised to take extreme precaution while travelling in the southern provinces of Thailand. In Taiwan, the pilots of China Airlines are expected to end their unprecedented 7-day strike following the 4th rounds of negotiations lasting more than 10 hours yesterday. The management of Taiwan's largest carrier and the Taoyuan Union of Pilots reportedly reached a consensus on all of the strikers' demands. Negotiations were overseen by the Ministry of Transportation and attended by representatives of Taoyuan City. The strike had affected thousands of passengers during the busy Lunar New Year travel period. Clients are advised to consider other carriers in Taiwan until the operations of China Airlines are restored to normal. New members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com. Thank you.